Today from the Ohio Newsroom, tackling a low adult literacy rate. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. 64-year-old Dolores Landers built a life for herself and her children with rudimentary math skills. She dropped out of high school when she was 16.
I didn't know how to subtract. I didn't know how to divide. I didn't know how to do multiplications.
She's not alone. According to one study, two-thirds of adults in Cleveland have low literacy levels, struggling to comprehend basic English and math. Connor Morris with Ohio Newsroom member station IdeaStream Public Media recently reported on one organization working to change that statistic. Hey, Connor.
Hi.
First off, how severe is adult illiteracy in Cleveland and across Ohio?
Yeah, so these studies often, including the one out of Cleveland, they break things down into five levels of literacy, so to speak. The first two levels are really the main levels of concern. Somebody at that first level, they could struggle even reading a bus schedule or more complex information on a job application can throw them for a loop. In Cleveland, that first level, the folks that are at that level, it's like almost like one in three. Statewide, it's about one in five. Countrywide, it's about one in five as well. The Cleveland study is old, though. It is like the data is based on like surveys from the 90s. So it has been kind of called into question a little bit. But still, though, these statistics show regardless that there are a lot of people struggling across the country and in Cleveland as well with just like the basics of English and math.
Why is that? We all have to go to school. We all have to take standardized tests. Why are so many people falling behind?
It's a really big question, and it's complicated. In some cases, for folks who are living in poverty, there are just a lot of barriers to education that they're dealing with. You know, there are studies that suggest that if your parents don't have a high school degree, you are more likely to experience challenges in the classroom. A lot of folks with disabilities go either undiagnosed or in terms of learning disabilities go undiagnosed or they don't get the support they need in the classroom. The country in general has struggled to figure out the best way to teach kids how to read for a long time. So there's a lot of things that kind of go into this.
Yeah. Well, you spoke with folks who work with the nonprofit Seeds of Literacy. How is that organization helping educate adults in the Cleveland area?
They provide one-on-one tutoring. They've got a whole army of tutors. It's like 350 tutors. So it's a lot of volunteer tutors as well as a small staff. And they are allowing people to come whenever they want. Classroom is open morning, day, and night. There's no requirement to show up. They can come as long as they like and leave whenever they like. And it's proven successful. Folks, it may take them a long time, but eventually they do get their GEDs. Some folks even potentially head on over to college eventually too as well.
What lessons do you think could be taken away more broadly to tackle this problem across the state?
Yeah, it's such a complex one. I mean, I think that in Ohio, all of the school districts have to adopt these curricula backed by the science of reading. So we might see some improvement in students' test scores on reading, at least, you know, down the road. But there's also a broader conversation here about poverty. There's a reason why urban school districts often have lower test scores than suburban school districts, and that's because of resources, right? Kids are dealing with a lot at home. And then finally, really importantly, early childhood education is like the key to students' success. There's so many studies that show that if a kid has a really strong preschool experience, they are so much more likely to succeed in school once they hit the K-12 environment. And a lot of cities kind of struggle on that front.
Connor Morris with Ohio Newsroom member station IdeaStream Public Media. Thank you.
Yep, happy to be here. Thank you.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.